So I lost my brother to suicide in 2019. When that happens, you're sort of given a leaflet from the police and really you don't know where to turn. So we found out about SOBS, which stands for Survivors of Bereavement by Suicide. And they have helplines, but they also have local groups which are run by volunteers. So that's what I'm doing, setting one up in Harborough. I think past 5-6 years, unfortunately, I know people that have died from suicide, and the people left behind could do with something, need something, somewhere to go. We're a safe place to go and talk. Nothing that gets said there will be said outside of the group. It's all confidential, and you can feel listened to and understood by those that are in your situation. And hopefully in the future we can do more than just a group. We might go on walks and things like that.
And I suppose, you know, from your background, you know, sadly what happened to Mikey, you can kind of relate to these people.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, obviously, I don't know everything, and every death by suicide is individual, but of course, there's lots of similarities as well.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. And what have you had to go through to be able to set it up?
Yeah, so we've all done some training, which was actually done online, to be able to run the group sort of through safeguarding. And you do have to be bereaved by suicide for 2 years or more, actually, to be to run a group, to volunteer there as well. So anybody can come along that's been affected by suicide, not necessarily family, could be friends or even work colleagues.
Is it going to be a regular thing? Is the idea you're going to meet kind of regularly?
Okay, so we're going to do the second Monday of every month, because obviously we're volunteers. But I think once you've been to a group, it can be quite heavy, and you need that time as well in between to process things. So, yeah.
And how are you feeling? I mean, you must be quite proud to have got this far. Is it something you thought you wanted to do quite soon after, sadly, you know, Mikey passed?
Yeah, I mean, suicide rates are going up. I mean, in men, you're more likely to die by suicide under the age of 50 than anything else. And that's shocking, really. So I just hope he's proud of me, and I hope that people do come along and get something from it. Even if they come and don't want to speak, just listen and connect with others as well.
And it's something that obviously will continue. You're launching it, and it's not kind of not for a set period of time. It will just be ongoing.
Yeah, it'll be ongoing. So there's the nearest groups at the minute is in Leicester. So yeah, I think a local group could really benefit the community.